Here's a shoe whitener that does more than whiten. Energene Shoe White actually cleans as it whitens, gives shoes a snowy whiteness that's unsurpassed, because it contains the whitest pigment money can buy. Whitens evenly, too. Today, get the best, whitest Energene Shoe White of all time.
Now, we present once again Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble, a little Iowa girl who married one of America's most handsome actors, Larry Noble, matinee idol of a million other women. The story of what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Remember how you were complimented on the beauty of your teeth last time you had them cleaned at the dentist? Well, when your dentist cleans your teeth so bright and sparkling, he often starts with powder, a special powder made for professional use only. It's easy to understand why you can't use the dentist powder at home daily. But you can use Dr. Lyons tooth powder, made especially for home use twice a day. Dr. Lyons tooth powder is a scientific combination of the best known ingredients for cleansing and polishing teeth. So if your teeth have lost their natural luster, if they're smoke stained and unattractive because of improper cleansing, try powder. Dr. Lyons tooth powder now. See how even such dull and clouded teeth quickly regain the natural sparkle and brilliance that brings you compliments. And remember, Dr. Lyons is back in metal cans. Enjoy the delightful full flavor that makes your mouth feel extra clean, extra fresh. Get Dr. Lyons, America's number one tooth powder, today. And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Through the most innocent and unexpected set of circumstances, Larry and Mary Noble have been brought into the limelight by being mixed up in a raid on a gambling room of a roadhouse near their Rose Haven, Long Island home. But although Larry has protested vigorously to the judge, his honor seems unimpressed. And so now, in a local police court, Mary is trying to put a call through to their house in the hope of getting help. As she stands at the wall phone waiting, Larry paces back and forth, saying,
"Of all the fantastic, crazy things to happen, you wouldn't believe it could be possible. Caught in a gambling raid. Me without enough money in my bank account to pay for a deck of cards. What's the matter, Mary? Can't you get the number?"
"You just started ringing, Larry. I can hear the buzz."
"Well, why doesn't somebody answer? There must be someone home."
"It takes a little while to get to the phone."
"Yes, and on top of it all, my lawyer had to be out of town. I swear I don't see what else could happen."
"Hello? Oh, dear, I thought someone was answering, but I don't hear a sound now."
"Hang up and try again."
"No, I can still hear the bell ringing. Oh.
Hello?
Hello, is that you, Eric?"
"Yes, Mary. Where are you? Is the car fixed? Shall I get a taxi and come pick you up?"
"Eric, we're in the most awful mess."
"Who is?"
"Larry and I."
"Well, Mary, just leave the car there. I'll get a hired car and come get
it
you."
"It isn't the car, Eric."
"You aren't hurt. You didn't have an accident. Miss Marlowe said it wasn't anything serious. I got home shortly after you called, and I've been worried ever since."
"No, it isn't an accident. We're perfectly all right."
"Oh, sure, we're fine. We're having the time of our lives. Come join us."
"I can't hear when you keep talking like that, Larry."
What did you say, Mary?"
I was talking to Larry."
"Go ahead. Don't mind me."
"Mary, what's the trouble? You sound almost distracted. What is it?"
"It's hard to explain. It's so absolutely unbelievable."
"What do you mean?"
"We're... Oh, Eric, we're in jail."
"You what? Oh, Mary, you're kidding."
"No, I'm not. I wish I were. We're in jail over
near..." "Tell him the facts, Mary. Don't stall around like
that." "Mary, tell me what happened."
"I want to, but you're both talking at once."
"Oh, go ahead. I won't say anything more."
"Mary, what happened?"
"When our car broke down, we had to leave it on the Shore Road, Eric. Not very far from the Summer Shore Theater. As a matter of fact, that same road."
"Well, yes, go on."
"And we were hungry. And the man said it would be about 2 hours before we could have the car. So we stepped into a roadhouse next door for dinner."
"But what about this jail?"
"I'm getting to that. Larry and I decided to order dinner, and the man said it would take quite a little while, so we decided to walk around.
Mary, I don't see where this is leading. What about being in jail?
Please, Eric, I can't tell you any faster. Just listen.
Well, all right, please go on.
We went into a room thinking it was the cocktail lounge. And it seems they were running a gambling room there.
What?
We were just about to leave when suddenly the door flew open and policemen came in and said we were all under arrest.
You were caught in a gambling ring?
Yes. It's perfectly awful, Eric. Nobody will believe we weren't there to gamble.
I don't believe it, Mary. Well, that's too ridiculous for words.
What are you saying, Mary?
It isn't a joke to us, Eric. If you think it's funny, then...
Funny? Here, give me that
No,
phone.
Larry. No, please don't.
I'm sorry, Mary. It's just that I was so shocked. I'll tell you what. You stay right there.
We can't do anything else. Larry tried to phone his lawyer, and he's away on a vacation. We've got to get someone to come over here and bail us out.
I'll be right there, Mary. You just sit tight. I'll call this fellow Barnwell at the theater. He must have lots of influence. Maybe I'll get Clint Waters working.
Not Clint Waters. Whatever you do, Eric, promise me you won't get Clint in on me.
Of all the fool ideas, I told you not to get Eric mixed up in this. There's nothing he can do. He doesn't even live around here. Look, I'll call my agent. I'll get someone at the green room.
Mary,
darling, I can't hear a word.
Did you speak to me, Mary?
I met Larry. You heard what I said about Clint.
Yes, that's quite all right. If you'd rather have it like that. I'll get along without him. You just take it easy and don't worry. I'll be there as soon as I can get a car. Just tell me where the place is.
All right, Eric. The driver will know. Tell him it's the police court.
And as Eric Jackson writes down the directions, back in New York, in the office of a big metropolitan daily, a highly excited news photographer rushes into the office of the columnist Marty Rufus, saying...
Hey, Marty, take a look at this.
Is that a honey or isn't it?
Hey, what's the big idea busting in here like a tornado just when I'm putting my column together?
I just want to give you the first glance at my little evening's work, Marty, old boy. Because I thought you'd be interested.
Why should I?
Only because it happens to be a flash of a couple of friends of yours. Of course, if you'd rather see it in the paper, the presses are rolling. So long.
Wait a minute. What is this picture you're making such fuss about?
I wouldn't want to disturb you while you're working, Marty, my boy. Not while you're tearing sacred reputations to shreds.
Come on. Let's see it.
It's a glossy of the flash I took down on Long Island. Just happened to run into it. Biggest break I've had for months. Look.
Who are these people?
Hey, don't tell me you don't recognize them. Two old friends.
What?
Did you ever see a madder guy? Look at that expression.
It's Larry Noble and Mary.
Right. If I don't get a bonus for this night's work, I'm going to quit this rag and get another job. Did you ever see such a shot, Marty? Isn't it a beaut?
Where'd you get it? Who are all these other people?
Your lofty friends, the Nobles, were caught red-handed in a gambling raid in a joint out on Long Island.
What?
Near the South Shore. Not more than about 5 miles this side of the Summer Shore Theater.
Gambling raid? I don't believe it. Not Larry and Mary Noble.
My camera don't lie, bud. This picture speaks for itself. It's on the presses now. We'll beat every rag in town to the punch. I figure some of the weekly magazines will pick this up, and I'll make a nice extra piece of change out of it. Isn't it a beauty?
Listen, Red, I still don't get it. How did they happen to get mixed up in this business?
Don't ask me. All I know is I'm on my way back from the Summer Shore Theater after doing a flock of publicity shots, and I stop in to have a drink or two at this roadhouse. First thing you know, in come the local cops and start tearing down the joint. And believe it or not, prominently displayed among the gamblers are the Larry Nobles. So I up and turn the trusty lens on him, and this is the result.
I'll be hanged. What was Larry Noble doing in a place like that, and with his wife, too?
You better get out there and ask him. The last I saw of Larry, he was waving his arms around like he was giving the soliloquy from Hamlet. But the officer wasn't having any attention. He loaded them all into the wagon and took them away to the jug.
What a story. I guess I better get out there and see what it's all about.
This is one time when I got the inside track, Marty. This picture's my baby. And I beat everybody else to the punch.
From the looks of the picture, I'd say you were lucky Noble didn't break your camera. Not to mention your jaw.
He was plenty burned. But I was a little too quick for him. That's what makes it such a good action shot. The guy looking like he's going to fight makes it much better. Prominent actor caught brawling in gambling raid. Nice going, huh?
And as Marty Rufus, the famous columnist, hurries to the scene, Larry and Mary Noble are on their way home, accompanied by their house guest, the playwright Eric Jackson. And Mary says...
Oh, it was wonderful the way you managed everything, Eric. Larry and I can't thank you enough.
Why, don't mention it, Mary. I'm glad I was able to get you out of that place. With all the crazy things to happen.
Oh, it was like a nightmare. He had no more idea there was a gambling room back of that door, not till we were inside.
I still can't see why you didn't get right out. Well, Larry, you should have known better.
Oh, sure, I should have known better. What, do you think I've got second sight? How in thunder could I tell we were walking into a gambling room, much less a raid?
Well, it was a bad place to be in the first place.
Look, Eric, it's very easy to sit in judgment after a thing's happened. But it was all perfectly logical. Our car broke down, so we drove into the nearest service place. Then we go next door to get something to eat. No crime in that, is there, Eric?
No, of course not. But a place like that...
From the outside, it looks like any one of 100 roadhouses that are dotted all over the island. We wanted something to eat. Should we have stood outside for 2 hours? Or should we have tramped along the road hitchhiking till we came to a better place?
Don't, Larry. We're all on edge now. It's no time to start fussing at each other.
As far as I'm concerned, I'd like to skip the whole subject. We're in enough of a mess as it is. No amount of talking is going to make it any better.
Well, I certainly agree, Larry, but it's just tough that you had to be pushed into such a lot of notoriety. Of course, I suppose the newspapers were all out in full force. Huh?
Naturally. One photographer snapped our picture before I had a chance to do anything about it. But that's a lovely shot. I'm so mad I was breathing fire.
Well, that's bad, Larry. That's the kind of thing they just love to do to a man.
I know. You don't have to remind me.
Well, it's too late to do anything about it now. And there's no reason for any of us to feel guilty. It wasn't our fault, any of it. It was just a very bad piece of luck. But I'm sure it'll all die down in a few hours.
Oh, yes. I wish I could be half so confident. The newspapers will turn this into a Roman holiday. You see if they don't.
Is Larry right? It would seem so from the photograph that's now on its way to the newsstands in a late edition of a New York paper. But what will it mean to Larry's future, his career? Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star. It's a wonderful feeling when your dentist has just cleaned your teeth. They feel so clean, and they look so naturally bright, too. And notice how often your dentist starts with powder when he cleans your teeth. A special powder, of course, made exclusively for professional use. It's easy to understand why the powder your dentist uses cannot be used in your home. But you can use a powder especially made for daily home use. Dr. Lyons Tooth Powder. Famous Dr. Lyons is made to polish as it cleans. Millions of people who realize the importance of an attractive, sparkling smile in business and social life use Dr. Lyons Tooth Powder every day. Dr. Lyons is America's number one tooth powder. So, if your teeth are beginning to lose their natural brightness due to improper cleansing, try Dr. Lyons Tooth Powder. See how even such dull, cloudy teeth quickly regain their natural sparkle and luster. And remember this secret of true dental beauty. Have your dentist clean your teeth twice a year with his special powder and clean them at home morning and night with Dr. Lyons Tooth Powder. Notice that full, fresh, delightful Dr. Lyons flavor is once again preserved for you in metal cans. Get a can of Dr. Lyons today. Noble, Backstage Wife, will be on the air again tomorrow at this same time. Ron Rawson speaking for the makers of Dr. Lyons Tooth Powder.